How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzer with you today with Kurt Pate as we talk about low-stress cattle handling right after this.
While other manufacturers are scrambling to adopt SCR technology to meet emission standards, Case IH is in the field, maximizing productivity and setting records for fuel efficiency. We're leading the way with over 10,000 SCR tractors already at work. It's proven efficient power you can find on all our high horsepower equipment, including combines and sprayers. And right now, get great offers when you pre-order 2013 models. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
Kurt Pate is a South Dakota rancher who's gotten quite a reputation going around the countryside, giving seminars and training sessions on how to handle cattle in a low-stress fashion. Had the opportunity to talk with Kurt Pate recently when he was in Oklahoma, tying together some of his low-stress training techniques with BQA. We asked him about how he got started going around the countryside doing this.
Well, I started out in the horse world. And everybody, I was doing a lot of colt starting demonstrations, and everybody thinks of me as a horse guy, but I'm not a horse guy. I'm a cattle guy that uses horses. So I always wanted to have more cattle handling stuff involved in the public demonstrations, and I just kind of slowly evolved into some ranch roping stuff and then some cattle handling, and it just really blossomed from there.
Two or three terms that kind of jumped out at me as I looked at some of the materials that you've got, and one of them is this idea that you attempt to show cattle producers how to take advantage of some of the natural instincts of our cattle.
A lot of people call this stuff low-stress livestock handling, and that's a kind of a pretty term and a nice term, but that doesn't really do anything for me. I think effective stockmanship is what I try to call it. To be effective, you have to be good and get things done and do things in a way that doesn't create a lot of turmoil with our customers or the cattle or anybody. So what we have to do is figure out the principles of what makes it work. And, you know, there are certain things you can do that make cattle work well, and there are certain things you do that make cattle where they don't work as well. And that's what I try to get people to understand, is bring out the good points and kind of lose the bad points.
Give us a couple of examples of those.
Yep, so understanding that cattle's pressure zones and how much pressure to put on, what angle to put the pressure on, when to take the pressure off, and what angle to take the pressure off at. What kind of things do you use to put pressure on? And a lot of people use a lot of noise, which is proven to be pretty ineffective. Sometimes it's good, but more times it's bad. Touch, you know, hitting, shocking, whatever, those are all negative things. And we can teach animals and work them just from pressure.